And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Hey guys, it's Regina Coley, the motivator, educator, and cultivator, and welcome to yet another episode of the Call to Cultivate podcast. Thank you for joining me in today's conversation on cultivating purpose during the pandemic. I know that this shift of life has been grueling for some people. It has been an enjoyable experience for others who have had the opportunity to slow down and refocus their energy and time on what matters most, because we are realizing the brevity of life and how quickly the world can change around us and how much or how little control we actually have over our lives. And it's just caused us to think about the world differently, think about ourselves differently, and think about our purpose in life differently. And that's why I feel like this conversation needs to happen today, because we have so many people who are still sitting in this position and they're just waiting for life to return to normal. And I think that our new normal is constantly being created on a day-to-day basis. It's important that you get in front of it and understand what does that mean for you and what does that mean for your future. If you were one of the unfortunate few who woke up one day to maybe a pink slip, or you woke up to find out that you are non-essential and, you know, somebody sent you home and maybe sent you home without pay, you probably had an opportunity to really recognize that what you just had all along was a job. Yes, a job is very important. It helps us to pay our bills and take care of ourselves and take care of our family. But it's also a really good time to focus back in on, were you working in your purpose? And technically, were you working in something that you built? Because if not, now is probably a really good time for you to begin creating and building if you're already not doing that, or to get back into focus with maybe something you dropped a long time ago and it's time to come back and pick it back up. We all want to have the security and the certainty that we will be able to take care of our families from here on. And I think it's a part of the legacy building activities that we continuously talk about here, is understanding that on any given day, you can lose your job. You want to have something that is always in your back pocket that you can go to, that you can work on consistently, whether you have one job or 10 jobs. This is still something that you have created that is a reflection of you, and that boils back down to purpose. Before we jump into exactly what that means, let me define purpose for you, because I believe that people associate themselves with the word in whatever context they received that definition at whatever point in their life. But the purpose is simply the reason that something exists. There is a pen on my desk, and the reason or its purpose is for writing. If I want to write something down, I gotta have a pen or I gotta have a pencil. There's a water bottle on my desk. Its purpose is to rehydrate my body. I'm talking into a microphone. Its purpose is to transmit my voice and record it and save it for me. So when we start thinking about your purpose, is what is the reason that you exist? And this is such a difficult question to answer, because you kind of feel like, I don't know why I'm here. Or some people answer and there's like 1,000 reasons why they're here. I'm called to be this person's mama, or I'm called to create this, or I'm called to be this person's spouse, or I'm called to create this. There's so many reasons why a person can exist. One of the reasons that I think I was created, obviously, was to be the mama of all my children. I think that, you know, those children wouldn't exist exactly how they are without myself or my husband. Like that, they just wouldn't be themselves. If you replace me with somebody else, they'll be a different child. They would look differently. They would speak differently. They would have different experiences, different educational opportunities. They would just be different. When somebody is specifically tied to you, they come alongside you and they share all of your education, all of your experiences, all of your expertise, all of your know-how, your personality, your angst, your joys, your fears. They just come alongside you and they experience you. So no, if you replaced it with somebody else, it would not be the exact same, just a different person. It would actually be very, very different. So I don't want you to minimize the power and authority that you have that is just you, being you on an everyday basis. Now what we want to do is just define it. And it's actually going to be step one for today, is it's time for us, as we are in the midst of this pandemic, to redefine exactly what our purpose is. Some people have never lost sight of this, and that's beautiful, and that is amazing. And maybe this episode is not for you, but for some people who have lost sight of it, it's time to redefine exactly what purpose is and what your purpose is. Sometimes we allow life to define us. We get caught up in the labels of work. Okay, you were a banker. That became your identity. You became so wrapped up in your job that that is what you thought your purpose was to get up every day and go be a bank teller and interact with people and smile and count the money and do your job and go home. Yes, that is an aspect of what you do, but it is not who you are. So as we're working on redefining ourselves, we're not allowing other people to do this for us. Again, we are getting proactive. We're getting ahead of it and saying, you know what? It's time for me to redefine. I'm at a different stage in my life, or I'm taking pause right now in my life and choosing to pivot. And I need to redefine what this looks like for me. I'm tired of this, or I want more of this. This is what you are literally going to take out a sheet of paper and write down. What gets written gets done, and what gets planned actually gets done. So yes, you physically need to write these things down. Don't just think about it as I'm saying it, even if you have to pause me to write it down. It is time to redefine the reason that you exist. Just write down, free write, whatever comes to your mind. I exist because I'm here to do this. I'm here to do this. I'm here to do this. I'm here to receive this. I'm here to bless people with this. I'm here to teach this. I'm here to create this. I'm here to build this. Whatever that is for you, start to write it down. The second step that you want to do after you've done that is start to realign yourself to that. And all that means is that you are coming into agreement with everything that you wrote down on paper. Sometimes we write something and we want to believe it wholeheartedly that that is what we're going to do. That's who we are. I'm going to strive for it. I'm going to do my best. And then something happens and we lose alignment. Like, we just go off on a trajectory that is nowhere near the destination that you set when you sat down and wrote these things out. You're writing it so simply so that once it's defined, you can create some actionable steps behind it and start to work towards that bigger goal. And sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes people say something to us that causes us to lose sight of our confidence and lose sight of the goal. But whatever it is that you're doing right now, you are committing to yourself and you are saying, I'm going to realign myself back to what is most important to me. This is who I am. This is who I want to be. This is what I'm going to strive for day in and day out, in spite of. You are going to agree to become the best version of you and to not stray away from your goals and purpose anymore. And that's a beautiful segue into step number three, which is to refocus. It is simply focusing your attention on the right things. Yes, you have 24 hours in a day. Yes, there's a million movies and TV shows that are available right now on Netflix. However, utilize a little bit of your time for recreation, but not all of your time for recreation. You need to refocus your activities on the things that are going to help you towards the bigger mark and the bigger goal. I cannot stress to you the 100,000 people right now who do not have this opportunity to do this, who lost their lives to COVID. And for me, when I look at things like that, I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, their lives were just cut short. Their futures were cut short. And here I am every single day talking about a Netflix or talking about a this. Absolutely not. I have been given time. I've been given opportunity. And I have a purpose to fulfill. Let me look at my list of activities and see what I can work on creating today so that I can fulfill that purpose. So should anything happened to me in the future, I can say at least I was diligent in getting this done. I was persistent in getting this done. I woke up every day purpose to do X, Y, and Z. I can give myself the benefit of the doubt on that. And I want you to be able to be position yourself to be able to say the same. So let's recognize this beautiful opportunity that we do have. The same 24 hours that your mentors, that your millionaires, that your teachers and leaders and visionaries have, they have the exact same hours in the day. They are maximizing that time. Are you doing the same is that question. And here's the opportunity for you to refocus and do just that. And then once you do that, you're writing out all those activities. Well, if I said that my purpose was to teach, what is it that I'm going to teach today? How am I going to do it? What tools do I need? What do I already have in my hand that I can utilize until I can grow it into something else and then utilize a bigger tool or a bigger platform? What are the smaller resources that I can have and utilize today with no excuses? I don't have to ask anybody to help me. I don't have to go to the store and grab X, Y, and Z. I can just jump on and do it. For most people, it's their phone. You have every tool available to you, an app, a video screen, a voice recorder, anything that you need is already in your hand. But the excuses are louder than the resources. So make your resources today louder than your excuses. Let's plan it out. Let's get it done. And then that's a beautiful segue again into step number four, which is to redetermine your purpose. That is being decisive. Can I tell you the number one? And I don't know how many places you guys listen to me, but I've said this so many times and I will continue to say it again, that the number one tool of successful people is their ability to make decisions. Because the one, if you make an excuse as to why you can't do something, then you haven't fully decided on it. Like I'm going to say right now, I'm going to decide to go have a cup of coffee and treat myself after I finish this podcast episode. I've already decided to do that. It is going to happen. But if I'm sitting there going, well, maybe I should have some water, or I do have juice, or I can make an herbal tea, or I can go make a smoothie, then I'm still sitting around here and I'll be here all day trying to plan something out. The ability to lead, the ability to create success is to be able to make an executive decision to say, boom, I'm going to do this. Because I know it's going to give me that boost of energy that I need to crank out the next few activities. And then I can come back around and have some water later. But I'm thinking ahead. I already know what needs to be done and I'm going to do it. It's just simply making that decision. So you have to come to the concrete decision that, all right, I wrote these things down. I've come into agreement with it. I've written out some affirmations. I'll put some post-it notes up real fast. You know, I'm not trying to drag this out and make it a whole long big thing, which I think sometimes we do that. Raise your hand if you are an overthinker. We just make it bigger than it has to be. Put two post-it notes up right now, whatever space that you're in that you're going to see, and say, I commit to me. I commit to my purpose in these activities daily. And then every time you feel discouraged, every time you want to watch TV, every time you feel like I can go do whatever it is that you're doing and spending your time or wasting your time with, you come back to that affirmation. You repeat it to yourself that this is going to happen today and I'm going to make sure that it happens. Right now, whatever position you are in your life is the result of all the decisions that you've ever made, both good and bad. And so sometimes when we are in a place where we are unhappy, it's because we're unhappy with the decisions that we've made. But here you are today with this opportunity to realign yourself, redefine everything, refocus your energy, and just say to yourself, self, I'm going to do this for me this time. I'm not doing this for my kids. I'm not doing this for my husband. I'm not doing this for my mama. I'm not doing this for my community. I'm not doing this for anybody else but me. Because I want to be happy with myself and I want to be happy with the position that I'm in life. I want to be a person of integrity who knows that I actually utilized the day even when nobody was watching. I still pushed forward in the things and the commitment that I made to myself. And that's the hardest commitment to keep. We honor commitments with everybody but ourselves. Why do we do that? Take time today to honor yourself, to honor your purpose, and say that I will not stray from this again. I will not lose sight of this. I have an opportunity today that 100,000 people don't. And that's just 100,000 people who've passed from COVID. My goodness, people who've passed from other freak accidents, car accidents, health issues. I mean, you are here and you've only got one life to live. I want you to cultivate your best business, your best life, and utilize your purpose. If you want to share with me what you wrote out today, feel free to email it to me, Regina@ReginaColey.com. If you like today's episode, be sure to subscribe where you are listening from. I'd appreciate you leaving a positive review. When you do, screenshot me a copy to Regina@ReginaColey.com, and I'm going to send you a free gift. Be sure to catch the show notes over at ReginaColey.com/podcast. If for any reason you missed a portion of it, or you just are like me, I like to print stuff out and have it in my hand and mark all over it. So the show notes are available for today's episode. Thank you once again for joining me. I hope to see you on the next episode of the Call to Cultivate podcast. Take care. Be blessed. Bye.